This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
Hey, podcasters.
Someone's
leaving the show and is a little nervous. He's losing his platform, so he's got a few things to plug.
No.
Go on.
Nope.
Do it now.
No.
Don't be. Don't.
No.
We get 500,000 downloads of this podcast.
500,000?
Go.
That's all right.
Plug.
HarleyBreen.com.
You got Sydney Comedy Festival?
Not on sale.
Melbourne Comedy Festival?
Not on sale.
Adelaide Fringe?
On sale.
Yay! Brisbane Comedy Festival?
Not on sale.
Oh, Jesus.
Not even allowed to talk about that one. There's an embargo until December, so I might be in Brisbane around that time.
Maybe if you're wanting to see him, we can't say. We're not saying he's not doing
New
it.
New Zealand Comedy Festival?
Oh, yeah.
Haven't locked that in yet, but
can't
most likely go to that. Definitely not on sale.
Chuck it out
there. Perth Comedy Festival. Thinking about it, but you're a long way away.
I love you, Perth. I'm coming. So go check out. Harley's got a lot of gigs coming up, as do I. We're both doing national tours in Russia. Ambrosiano.com.au for all the details. I've added second shows in most states and I moved the Perth date because of Ed Bloody Sheeran.
Oh, good on you, Ed.
Yeah, I've had to move it. So if you thought you couldn't come, you can now. The show has Rita Ora, Matt Preston stuff. Someone took a bath in some chicken.
Oh, what an idiot. What else? Oh, we talked about consent, pre-agreement.
Yeah, we teed off on mothers judging other mothers.
Hooked it.
We really took a run up today. Mm,
we got very AM in that middle hour.
So, actually, can I tell you I enjoyed it?
Yeah, so did I.
I think my future's in AM.
Oh, everyone's future's in AM.
Just tee off for 2 hours, like what Alan Jones does.
Well, I love it.
Me too.
Yeah, you don't even have to. You don't have to worry about trying to make a point in 3 minutes.
No!
You've got half an hour.
You just tee off for 35 minutes on your. What's the point in mobile phones?
Yeah, and people just call up on their mobile phones.
Oh, I hate them.
Yeah. Oh, everyone's looking at them and I just want to run them over with my car. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. Bye.
It's the radio show that should probably be sent to the naughty corner.
I'm in trouble now. Kim's, you know when she's standing at the door waiting for us to go off air, I'm in trouble. Have a shot, mate. Let's have a shot.
Hosted by two people who still managed to surprise themselves.
I only found that out this morning.
She was her personal assistant.
I'm actually shocked at how shocked I am by it.
What a vacuous vortex that would have been. Can you imagine that?
The conversations.
Wow.
And aren't actually good with numbers, birthdays, or how old they are.
I'm turning 40 next year. I'm just...
What? Hey! What are you talking about?
Sorry, the year after. I'm 39 next year.
In 11 years.
And I'm 40 the year after.
I'm confused. Your maths is wrong. You've lost it, Rossiano.
This is...
The Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Holly Breen.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday.
So
I think we haven't played it in so long.
What?
The Wednesday theme song.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I think...
It's just Wednesday.
In honour of you leaving in a week...
Yeah.
We should probably play it.
What's this?
Hum, hum, hum for your day.
Hump day!
It's not a root day. It's a Wednesday.
Hump day!
M loves the hump. Humpy day.
It's hump day!
Yay.
Yay.
It's called hump day. Because it's halfway, you're on the hump.
I get
not,
it.
Because you're doing roots.
That's great.
But if you do roots on this day, it's
double
hump. Hump day.
Hump squared. Hump inception.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. We have so much for you to look forward to. So many guests. Rita Ora.
Yes.
She was an absolute delight.
Did you say it exactly like that to her?
50 times.
Yes, good. Did she love it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she stole our confetti high five.
How dare her?
She, you know, she said to me, she goes, oh, I'm going to Africa. They'll love it there.
Oh.
I said, did you just drop Africa to get my confetti high five?
That's really inappropriate.
Yes, she totally did.
Wow.
Yeah, but she was awesome. The interview's great. Lots of fun. I don't even know. I don't think we even mentioned her new song to
people. Oh, that's all right. We'll play it after.
A lot of numb vagina talk.
Oh.
Even some strap-ons. It was strange.
Hello.
I know. But she was amazing. Genuinely delightful.
Playing it right now, yeah. I imagine.
We have Matt Preston joining us also. We have Courtney Act. It's such a big show. If you phone up the show today on 131060, Jace Allen, our boss, is answering phones.
Oh.
So make sure you say g'day. He's got that man. He'll work in any position. He's not too...
He'd be happy about the shout-out.
He's not too big of a guy to think, you know what, you guys, I'm the boss. I'm above answering phones, not Jace Allen.
No, move it on.
That's what he likes.
So, 131060, if you'd like to speak to Jace about any specific issue you may
Pacific.
Have.
Pacific.
Any specific issue you may have. Oh, you know what? This is my favourite news story today. Now, do you remember we spoke about the KFC bath
yes.
bomb? Where KFC made, I think there was only 12, it weren't many, and it was the secret herbs and spices, and you put it in the bath, and then just the waft of just beautiful fried chicken.
Oh, lovely. It was just leftovers.
Yeah.
That's all they did. They just rolled the leftovers into a ball.
No, they were actual bath salts, and there's a limited quantity, and it was only 100 packs were offered as part of the giveaway. And the promotion ended on November 15th, and sadly, Rocket News, who have done this test for us, weren't offered any of the promotional KFC bath bombs. So back in the office, they decided to make their own.
That'll end well.
Oh, God.
So they assembled for a KFC lunch.
Yes.
Everyone ate their chicken. Then they collected the bones after it.
Ooh.
And also there was a few untouched pieces. So they had 30 pieces worth of chicken bones. They put them in a pot.
Yes.
And then they made a broth. I guess you'd say
That's a bone broth.
Yeah.
Very good for you.
Yep. And
pulls out the marrow from inside the bone.
Yep. So then they had their reporter, Ahiru Nikku, stripped down to his nudies.
Yes.
And they filled the bath up with the hot chicken broth.
Yeah.
And he sat in there and it was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. Look, it's probably pretty good for you. It's bone broth.
Look, Nico says he got out and his skin was feeling smooth and looking shiny.
Yeah.
He said it was especially satisfying break from the hard, cracked skin that Japanese dry weather, cold, dry weather at this time of year so often causes.
Well, if you go into any of your local KFCs, you'll see the results of working there on the shiny skins of the youth behind the counter.
I mean, look, obviously the shininess came from the massive amounts of fat and lard that came from the chicken.
Yes.
Not so much because his skin was actually moisturised. It just had a thin layer of oil and grime and chicken on top.
Anyone can have that.
I could literally just go and fry a chicken and rub it on my skin for the same effect.
Yes. Yes, don't do that.
But no, we love this. We love that they've gone, all right, screw you. We're not getting a promotional one, so I'm sitting in some hot water and some cakes.
You can do that at home too. Just go get a bucket. Bucket of chicken, throw it in your bath.
Oh, you can put a straw in.
Well, it's a family meal and a family bath at the same time.
Saving lives, Harley Breen.
Want more M. Russiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The M. Russiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
Donald Trump is a fashion influencer. That is the headline.
Sorry, what?
Yep. There's plenty of people all over the world that have got that stupid wispy haircut.
Do you know his dad did? Exact same.
Yeah, I imagine.
Hair. And so did his mum.
Oh.
Well, this is not what you may think. Is President Donald Trump a fashion influencer? Some respected fashion sources say yes.
Who are these respected fashion sources?
Despite what you may think about his political choices, it seems that Mr. Trump has unwittingly become a fashion influencer for women, according to the Enquirer and trend forecaster Lidwidge.
So we learn what not to wear so he doesn't grope our breasts.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Really?
He's one of the world's 25 most influential in fashion by Time Magazine as well. And it's actually a result to his horrible behaviour towards women.
What do you mean?
So they're, well.
What, is this outfit Trump-proof?
According to Moller, there's a lot of weird names in this article.
I'm
Moller
glad you
Henry.
Read it.
Oh, I did read it. Moller, well, that's why I could jump right forward to it because I knew where it was. Behaviour has resulted in women's fashion trends that display pronounced shoulders, exaggerated sleeves, power suits, the focus on waist, and other dress features that evoke women power.
And a chastity belt.
Exactly right.
And iron underwear.
Yes.
And a bra that shoots tranquilizing guns at darts that would take out a rhino.
A panic room.
Women
just come dressed in a panic room.
And your shoulders just shoot out, pineapple, because that's your safe word when he's around you.
President Trump is also inadvertently credited with the resurgence of the color pink.
What?
Which became immensely popular due to the 2016 Women's March and is now so in again in all its hues and in combination with orange, electric
and
lilac, and denim blue. There you go.
Jeez, so who'd have thought?
I don't know that you can give him that credit.
I don't feel like being super creepy allows you to have a whole fashion movement.
No.
If we now have to defensively dress as women, like I'm not joking, defensively dress.
Yeah.
I don't know that you get to be called an influencer.
Well,
I think you just, I'm not going to say that.
Trump would be just the kind of person, too, that had come out and just go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It's like, yeah, but it's because of bad reasons. Yeah, but I did that. I made them all wear pink and shoulder pads.
I'm a fashion designer now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a... Melania's going to be... She's going to be modeling my designs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whoever...
That's a very good Trump.
Whoever that is, Melania.
Well, I think he's probably... Oh, mate. Okay. I've been listening to this podcast called The Dollop. As we all know, I've just finished part two on Donald Trump.
Yes.
You know, he actually said if Ivana wasn't his daughter, he'd probably be dating her.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's rank.
He's a president.
Yeah.
He's a president.
Well, not of this country, so that's good. Well done with your shoulder pads, Donald.
It's time now. Look, we've got a double-ended diva chat.
Oh, dear. That could have gone any way, that sentence.
Okay, ladies, let's talk Queen Beyonce. Cause she slays, cause I slay. Slay, slay, slay. I slay, baby. Bay slay, slay, slay.
And no idea what that means.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi, 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 Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
Well.
What's happened?
Strap in.
Yes.
Beyonce.
Not strap on.
Mm-mm. Beyonce has taken her rightful place as the, I love these lists, as the high, because they have no idea.
They have no idea.
They don't have access
it's
to B's bank account.
Complete speculation.
They have just no idea. But Beyonce has taken her rightful place as the highest paid woman in music, earning a pre-tax, so she's still got paid tax.
Yeah.
$147 million in the last year.
Someone got a Kmart voucher.
So she's pushed out both Adele and Taylor Swift, Forbes has reported. Second was Adele at only $69 million.
Good number, though.
Oh, you know, just
buy plenty of dinners for a lot of people.
I respect Adele. Adele's just retired, guys, low-key. Adele has low-key retired.
Yeah.
Someone offered her like $5 million to come and sing, you know, some Saudi prince come sing at my birthday. And she's like, no, I'm right, thanks. Got to do some gardening.
Good.
Like, seriously. Like, well, so she'll come back around the age of Barbara Streisand and just do another world tour and clean up again. I respect her so much.
Yeah. She's my kind of rock star.
Me too. Taylor Swift in third at $44 million. And fourth is a surprise.
I was very surprised at number four.
Celine Dion.
Yeah, you don't imagine that she's on any list.
Celine.
Invite list.
My favorite thing about Celine is that the one time she was talking about how, you know, her poor departed husband, at the time he was very much alive.
Was.
And.
Oh, I didn't even know that it happened.
Oh, yes.
But I imagine it happened at some point.
René.
They got married when he was 84.
Correct. And she said, I cannot wait to catch up to René's age and we can be all together. I'm like. That's not how aging works, Celine.
No, you don't catch up.
That's not how aging works, mate.
That's what she got told when she was a child.
I love her. René. And now moving through to Jay-Z. Jay-Z has taken time out of the live show in Cleveland, Ohio, to give an inspirational speech to a young fan. There was a 9-year-old girl, and he spotted her from the stage, and he stopped down the whole show, and this is what he did.
Now remember, like I was saying, you can be anything that you want to be in the world. Okay? And I'll tell you something. At this very moment, America is way more sexist than they are racist. But you, young lady, you got the potential to be the next president of the United States. You believe that?
Well-known feminist Jay-Z and his anthem, I Got 99 Problems But A Bitch Ain't One.
It's lovely.
Finally, Mariah signs with Jay-Z's label.
Oh.
So Mariah has finally ditched the over-the-top, not quite sure what she's doing, Russian manager, Stella.
Yeah.
Now, I watched Mariah's World. If you've watched Mariah's World, you know Stella is next level hectic and was just running things into the ground.
I'm not familiar.
Well, Mariah's cleaned house. She's got rid of everyone. Now, she's allowed her backup dancer boy toy, Brian Tanaka, to take over as manager.
Okay,
so that is such a great idea.
What?
She's really getting it together. Okay, Brian Tanaka, who's her backup dancer slash manager.
Those skills are very similar.
Oh, my God, yes.
Backup dancing and managing is the same. Like my manager, I'm laughing about him dancing right now.
Is your backup dancer? Yeah, I love that.
He's always on stage with me.
It's such a good idea.
Yeah.
So everyone's saying Mariah's back. She's going to take everything very seriously.
Right.
She's got herself some lawyers, some accountants. She's signed with Jay-Z's label. And Brian Tanaka is going to manage her.
Yeah.
So good luck, Mimi. That's a great idea, doll.
I think Mariah thinks he's managing her.
Oh, he's managing her.
There's some other
people.
He's managing her real good.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food, and now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? By demand, new seated tickets to see is nostalgic for the present Sydney concert just released. I love them, some seated tickets. I want to stand up with the kids.
Oh, mate.
Oh, mate.
Let me sit down.
Oh, I love a good seat. I've got to the age, and I'm in my late 20s.
Yeah, thank you.
That when I get to an event, I automatically source the seating. I need to be able to eyeball where I'm going to be able to sit in 10 minutes.
I'm at the stage now where I'm bringing my own seating.
Let's be honest.
Like, I'm taking seating with me.
We're at the stage where we're not even going.
No, I'm not going. I have seating in the shed.
I
have a radio and I can listen to things from all over the world on the wireless.
People ask me to come to things and I'll go, yeah, sure. And then I immediately start planning how I'm getting out of it.
I don't do that. I don't say yeah, sure.
I say yeah.
I don't even reply. I don't even say I'm going to get back to you. Then, if I arrive at the event, what a treat.
Oh, I love that. Surprise, surprise, arrive.
If you find Surprise Harley a treat, then I might just arrive at the event.
Yeah, there's a Kanye West line. You should be honoured by that I even turned up.
Oh,
you should be honoured by my lateness.
Very similar guys.
Pretty much. Today on 131060, if you want to win the See Your Tickets at Allianz Stadium, Saturday, December 2, tickettech.com.au. What's the superior thing you wanted to be when you grow up?
Dinosaur.
Yes. How is that logistically possible?
Well, I was how old were you? How old was I?
Yeah, when you decided the dinosaur was what you wanted to be.
Probably three.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Just thought that that was an achievable goal.
Yes.
Just wanted my arms broken and attached shorter to my body.
Oh, so you wanted to be a T-Rex. That was my next question.
It's not a raptor or T-Rex.
Really?
Yeah.
I always loved Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
They seem lovely and gentle.
Seem like they have very small necks.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of tiring holding that head up.
That head up. Yeah.
I wanted to be a lawyer as well.
Oh, well, same.
I watched Perry Mason.
What?
Yeah, I used to watch a lot of Perry Mason.
Perry Mason? Yeah. I was watching L.A. Law with my mum.
No, I was watching Perry Mason.
I was not
reruns.
Watching Perry Mason.
Well, that's the only time we could steal the TV out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
Because Dad was having a daytime nap, so we'd take the TV out of the cupboard and Perry Mason was on. I watched heaps of it and I wanted to be it.
Yeah, I had went through a phase of wanting to be a gruff 80s cop.
Yeah.
We watched Hill Street Blues.
Yeah.
We watched L.A. Law. We watched Moonlighting. Like, it was a lot of a period of time like, I could be a grimy gruff 80s cop.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, from the moment I can breathe, the moment I was aware, I wanted to be a Grammy Award-winning Olympic athlete.
Yes.
So
there's heaps of those.
For me,
from
about the age when I saw my first Olympics, so it would have been 84, Los Angeles.
There was a little note just fell off Scarlett Johansson's boots. Cleavage. It was very distracting.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. that's so confusing for anyone listening right now. We have a frame every day. It's the birthday frame. Whichever celebrity's birthday it is, their photo goes in it, and it hangs behind my head, and you can see it in the videos. Today is Scarlett Johansson's birthday, and Brody's put a picture in there, our assistant Brody, our assistant producer, and there's a little boob. I said we need to be a little bit more respectful. Strong, independent woman, if she wants to get her boobs out, fine.
Yeah.
But don't you print her boobs out.
No, but I feel like he supports that. He supports the strong, independent woman.
Anyway, I wanted to be an Olympic Grammy Award winner.
Yep.
So that was my goal and never wavered. And I'm still holding on.
You could.
No, I haven't given it up.
You could still be an Olympian.
I could still be a Grammy Award winner too.
Yeah.
I could still be an Olympian.
But I'm just thinking of sport.
Yeah, with every Olympics.
Shooting.
Yes. My eyes are a bit rubbish, though.
Okay.
But with every Olympic sport, every Olympic sport goes, yes, can't ride a horse.
That doesn't matter. You just get tied onto it. I'll gaffer you onto the
horse. Okay, okay.
You just got to get a good horse that knows dressage, slap it on the rear and hope for the best.
Every time they add a new sport, I'm just like thinking, what can I do? You could, what? Come on.
You could badminton.
Definitely badminton.
Yeah.
Is that even how you say it?
Badminton.
Helen, hey, Helen.
Hi, how are you doing? Good morning.
What's the superior thing you wanted to be when you grew up?
I want to be a princess.
Yeah, yeah, princess, 100%.
Yep.
And
that's achievable.
Yeah. What did you become?
A teacher.
Same thing.
Teacher.
That's
you
the
achieved
thing.
It. So like, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, it's just that's the same. Teachers are like princesses.
Mick, hello.
Morning.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
An astronaut.
Yes.
Yes, an astronaut.
You could do that, Mick.
What are you now?
A bloody truck driver.
No.
Same.
It's just a different kind of rocket.
I love you, Mick. I love truck drivers. I've never met a truck driver I didn't like, to be honest.
I have.
131060 would take more calls. Trying to keep it positive, guy. All right?
Don't bring
your negative Nancys into my life today. I need all the positive vibes I can get.
It's just fact.
Happy good times. 131060, more calls next. What's the superior thing you wanted to be when you grew up? See your tickets up for grabs.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Two tickets up for grabs to see Sia on Saturday, December 2. Tickets on sale at tickettech.com.au. She's going to be rocking out at Allianz Stadium. What's the superior thing you wanted to be when you grew up?
Dinosaur. Nah, I wanted to be a lot of things, but I settled on what I'm actually doing right now pretty early.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I have not wavered from my dream.
Yep.
A Grammy Award-winning gold Olympic gold medalist. Hello, Emily in Windsor.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a vet to play with beautiful little animals all day. I am now a dirty truck driver.
Oh.
See? I love a truck driver.
Yeah. No, you've still got time, mate. You know what you could do is just drive your truck around the neighbourhood, pick up all the strays, and then you could just have a crack at it.
What
are
you...
Yeah.
What do you truck around?
Well, I'm what they would call a mud carter.
Oh, yes. Good.
I love you, Emily. Oh, she's a mud carter.
Step up from a turd herder.
Ew. Oh. Why you got her? Why you got her?
Turd herder.
Don't. I hope you never need a plumber at your house, mate.
I need one right now. Oh, and when he comes to the door, I'll go, turd herder's here. G'day, mate.
Amy in Wentworth, hello.
Hi.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be Jessica Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
There you go.
Was she a rabbit or a person?
She was a person.
No, she was a person.
Highly sexualized.
Yes, she was.
Highly sexualized.
The red dress, big boobs.
Yeah.
Yes. And did you achieve your goal, Ames?
No, I'm a manager of a smash repairer.
All right.
Good job.
There's still a little bit of me that thinks I can be her, but it's not going to be a time soon.
You never give up the dream, Amy. You never.
Nah.
Give up the dream. What did she have a sexual relationship with a rabbit?
They were husband and wife.
Okay.
I mean, it's consent's still important within marriage confines, but right. I imagine they had some sort of sexual relations.
Wow. Okay.
Very inappropriate.
Okay.
And he was goofy.
Yeah.
He was all like, wow, and she was all...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really thought about that when I watched it.
Try not to.
It's highly weird.
Who was it that I saw recently that did all of those Halloween dress-ups? She did a prosthetic.
Heidi Klum.
Yeah, she did a prosthetic butt and boobs and face and everything to look like Jessica Rabbit. It was quite amazing.
Steph in Glenbrook, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What did you want to be?
I wanted to be a paleontologist and dig up all the dinosaur bones.
Because you watched Jurassic Park.
I loved Jurassic Park, Land Before Time, Walking with Dinosaurs, you name it. I watched all of them, had all the toys, everything.
Land
Before Time was amazing. Oh. What about Ross from Friends? Was he an inspiration? Real smart guy, that one.
That was such a random occupation for a sitcom character.
I know. They were just...
What's it going to be?
It was off-ball.
Paleontologist.
Wasn't it? Just a bit goofy and weird, that show. And
Steph now works in recruitment, so good. Great. Emma, is this just an exercise in how dreams die?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hello, Emma.
Hi, good morning.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I actually wanted to be a nun.
Right.
Why? Was that from Sound of Music or...?
No, it was from Sister Act.
Who wouldn't want to be a nun?
Yes. Exactly. You got to hang out with your friends, sing. You didn't have to get a real job. It was free room and board for life. Like, I was 8 years old. I thought that was fabulous.
Yeah, they were sassy nuns.
Shout out to all the nuns with real jobs.
and did you become a lady, a sister of the cloth? Well,
no, actually.
It's a man of the cloth.
What are you now?
I actually work for Service New South Wales.
Well, listen, it's not too late, Emma.
If you want to take me.
Possibly it is too late.
Why? Can't you renounce and go
back? You can take a vow of chastity later in life.
Of course you can.
That's not the only aspect to a nun, by the
way. That's all I think about.
They are married to the church. Yeah. They're the church's bride.
They can divorce the church too.
Well, of course.
Of course. Let's give the tickets to Emily. Hello, Emily.
Oh, my God. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate.
You keep carting that dirt around proudly, Ems. You'll get
there.
Oh, I will,
doll. Don't you worry.
In all seriousness, Emily, how old are you?
21.
21, not too late. You can go and be a vet.
Sure.
Go and do it.
Plenty
you
of
got
time.
Nothing to lose, buddy.
Thanks, gorgeous. Enjoy.
Thanks,
see ya.
Want more Em Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The Em Rossiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Hey, Bianca.
Oh, hi. Good morning, guys.
Well, what are you doing?
At the moment, just getting ready for work.
Where do you work?
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I just work in admin. It's nothing exciting. It's not like, you know, the truck drivers or the vets or Jessica Rabbit that ring up.
What did you want to be, Bianca?
Yeah, what did you want
to
be?
I wanted to be a police officer.
Go and do it.
Yeah, I can. I've just got to get around to it, to be honest.
You become a police officer. I demand it. We need more strong, independent women on the force. Come on.
Okay, I'll go right here.
If you haven't seen the film Fight Club, please go and watch it. It actually has some really good messages about doing what you want to do.
Yes.
Go and do it.
Watch Training Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or The Heat starring Sandra Bullock. That is amazing.
I do love that movie.
Isn't it the funniest movie?
Melissa McCarthy.
Yes, this is the one you keep...
Yes, Melissa McCarthy.
I have seen it.
It's one of my favourite movies.
Fight Club's very violent, though, for those listening. It's an R-rated film. Your letter today, Bianca, is J.
Oh, Jay.
Jump right into that job.
Good luck.
There you go. Yeah, good luck, actually.
Okay, Jay.
Most mornings, all you got to do is whatever's front of mind, the first thing that jumps out, say it and move on because you've only got 30 seconds. If you get 10 right, you get 10,000. But look, if you get 9 right, you got 900 bucks. That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And if you pass too much, we're going to mock you.
Good pep talk.
We're going to take your first answer. You can only use it once. Your time starts at the end of this first question. Letter J, Bianca, here we go. Name a country.
Jamaica.
A brand of alcohol.
Pass.
A type of fish.
Jellyfish.
A website.
Pass.
A tool.
Jackhammer.
A body part.
Pass.
An ice cream flavour.
Pass.
A month.
July.
An R&B artist.
Ja Rule.
A flower.
Juniper.
Oh.
That's hard.
Yeah, you did good, mate.
I did it. $500.
500.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
It's all right.
Body part.
You bloody go.
You go.
What is a body part starting with J?
Jaw.
I didn't even look at that.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Yeah, that's such a joke.
Why? What else?
Why isn't it that?
Because it's inside your body. I always think about body part like
arm.
Arm or leg.
Yeah, but it's still your body.
Yeah, but, you know. So if body part starting with N, if I said nits, would that be okay?
No, because it's not a part
what
of your body.
What if I had nits at that time and it wasn't part of my body? What if nits were on my body?
Yeah, they're just on your body.
Yeah, so's your jaw.
Man,
Bianca, you go. You
I can smell burnt toast.
You go. You go. Become a police officer, please.
Okay.
And you check back in with me next year. I want to hear that you're a police officer.
Okay, I'll ring up. I'll do
it. Good. Good.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast.com. One.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
We're asking on 131060, did you buy something for not much, like a couple bucks?
Yep.
And then later found out it was worth a fortune.
Best I've ever had in my life was in 1994. Mm-hmm. I became quite obsessed with football cards.
Yes.
And specifically NRL football cards. And I would buy $2 packets of them. In fact, I bought $1 packets because a friend would steal boxes of them and then I'd give him a dollar. Anyway.
Sorry, what?
Yeah,
are you
of mine,
part of a racketeering
yeah,
scam?
Yeah, we were. Okay, it was amazing. Great. So I'll tell you the whole story if you want.
No.
Okay. So in two of the packets, I found what's called redemption cards, which they don't even put the card in the packet lest it gets damaged.
Wow.
You send the card that you get the redemption card off and they send you back the very special edition card.
Oh.
One was of Mel Meninga.
Yes.
One was of Ricky Stewart.
Ooh.
I sold those two cards for just under $500 for two.
Good for
football
you.
Cards. Yeah, and I bought a mountain bike, and then someone stole it.
Well, let me...
It was a roller coaster, that's
true. It was a roller coaster. Well, in 2011, a guy named Frank Abrams bought a 19th century tin type photo for $10 at a flea market.
Oh, hello.
We're at Antiques Roadshow, guys.
One of my absolute favourite programs.
So good.
Ever.
Now, he assumed that the photo, it shows five cowboys just trying to get in shot on the camera, and they're all just being larrikins. And he thought it was just a nice relic from the Wild West, something they just put up in the house. Anyway, he started to suspect perhaps he had a historical treasure when he saw a 2015 television program about the discovery of a photo of Billy the Kid.
Right.
So he looked at his photo and he started Googling images of Pat Garrett, who's a sheriff, and he's the guy who was said to have captured Billy the Kid.
Right.
So
important person.
He realized that the photo was actually of this guy, Pat.
Right.
And then he looked closer and thought, is that Billy the Kid in the photo with the guy who shot him?
Oh.
Turns out it was. So this guy had unwittingly bought like a photo of Billy the Kid who used to be mates with the guy. No, they were just being mates.
They were just being mates.
So the story goes that Pat Garrett, they were mates. They used to drink together at the saloon and hang out.
Yeah.
And then Pat became sheriff and had no choice but to track down his friend and kill him.
Shot him.
Right. Oh. So anyway, this photo turns out, bought for $10, worth $5 million.
Hello, mama. 131060, can you beat that?
No, I know. I feel like I should have revealed the $5 million at the end of the break.
No one's beating that.
These stories excite me so much.
Does he get to keep all that money?
Well, if he wants to sell it, but I don't think he's gonna. It'll just keep going up in value.
No, I would sell it.
Would you?
Yeah, $5
million.
I'm selling it. I don't care if it goes up to $25 million. I'm taking the $5 million right now.
Well, experts say the photo was likely taken at 1875. That is incredible. So impressive, yeah. Wow. Peter in Minchinbury, hello.
G'day, how are you?
Good. What did your sister? Your sister had a bargain.
Yeah, my sister bought a jacket from an op shop for $8. And I thought it was wonderful. It was a genuine John Player Special Lotus team jacket with Ayrton Senna written on the back.
Oh, Ayrton Senna, yes.
Yeah, so 1996 Grand Prix in Melbourne, I had it valued and they offered me $1,800 on the spot.
Oh.
There you go. Did you take it?
No.
Oh, you still got the jacket?
No, it's gone. Ayrton Senna.
Yeah.
Oh, God number two. Nigel Mansell's God.
You're a legend, Peter.
I love you, Peter.
You're excellent.
My dad would agree with you there too. I love it. No, it's God. God number two. I love you, Peter. You're welcome on this show anytime. Paul, g'day, Paul.
How are you going?
What bargain did you get?
Mate, I looked at an auction and there was only this like bunch of paintings left over and the auctioneer said, look, Paulie, just take it, mate. I went, all right. So I paid $200 for the paintings.
Yeah.
Ended up finding out that one of the paintings was worth $7,500.
Did you sell it?
Yeah, I did. I sold it for five and a half, actually, after fees and everything else.
Yeah, well done. Good choice.
Good return, Paul.
Quick turnaround.
I love that turnaround. We'll put the picture up on Instagram.
Please, I'm keen to see it.
Oh, no, okay. Thanks, everyone, for your call.
As you know, it's Schoolies week time, which apparently is almost Schoolies month. At the moment, there is an article here that I'm not really going to reference much because this is a subject that I actually have a bit of information stored in my head on. And it's a discussion about consent and sexual assault and sexual abuse. And it is rife in the Schoolies Week tradition and community. And so I thought it was a good time to talk about it. If there's anyone of that age traveling around in cars at the moment and hear this, that it makes a difference. And also for parents of that age group, that you need to have the hard chat with your sons and daughters. Because a few stats here for you. One in three girls by the age of 18 will be sexually assaulted. One in five boys by the age of 18 will be sexually abused or assaulted. And 85% of the perpetrators are known to the victims.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of ideas about the people who are committing sexual crimes, especially on the youth, that it's a creepy guy with a mustache that jumps out of the bushes. It's not. It's people that they know. And there's the issue of consent can be, to me, it seems amazing that it can be confusing, but especially when you're a young person exploring your own sexuality and truly putting yourself out there, you can miss what the point of consent is.
Mm.
And there's a really important detail, which is free agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Someone can't consent if they haven't been in a position to freely agree, which means they can't be pushed and prodded and coerced into it. They're not freely agreeing because you've pushed them down that road. They can't freely agree if they're under the influence of drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Which is a big one for schoolies.
It's a huge one for schoolies.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is to have a sober chat. And having a chat about what you want to do sexually isn't boring.
Mm-mm.
It's actually, it can be really great. You both are informed then of what you want to do. And then this is an important point too. Once someone has consented, that doesn't mean they consent to everything all of the time, even while you're in the throes of it.
Mm.
What a really great idea to do if you're wondering is just to stop and check in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really simple skill to take into this situation so that you make sure that everyone's always safe and getting exactly what they want out of their experience too. Mm.
The frightening thing, and that's good that you're saying that, and I hope that there are, if there are teenagers in the cars now listening, that's really important, the things that Harley just said. But the thing that's frightening, I have a 16-year-old.
Yes.
And I'm terrified of the idea of schoolies. But I'm looking at these, there was a survey of 12 to 20-year-olds conducted and by the Line campaign, and 1 in 10 thought it was okay for guys to put pressure on girls to do sexual things. And I was shocked at that.
Yeah.
And then I also became aware of there's a couple guys who are on my daughter's Snapchat feed who post pictures of themselves, of their penises.
Yeah.
On the public, so it just flashes up on her screen and she doesn't want to see it, but it's not a private message.
Yeah.
This is one that everyone can just see.
And this is the thing too to listen to. People have to consent to see nude images.
Don't do that.
You have to get someone's consent to see that. You can't just flash it up in front of
them.
That's a crime.
It is. But with social media, I don't know how to, I'm terrified. The things that our kids are sexualized much younger than we were.
Much, much younger.
They're exposed to it and they see things and you can't control it. So we can't stick our heads in the sand anymore as parents.
No.
And if you're sitting next to your teenager now, I guarantee you they know way more than you do about certain topics.
It would spin your brain.
It would. So I think it's important now as the next generation come through and we're parents of young people coming through, that we stop sticking our head in the sand about this.
Yes.
That we have open and honest conversations with our kids. We don't shame them.
No.
You know, that's a big
and
one.
And important to remember too, sex is fun.
Sex is not a bad
should be
thing.
Great for
no.
both people involved in the situation. And the easiest way to do that is free agreement and consent and check in with your mate.
Yeah. And that's a big one. Check in with your mate.
Yeah.
And reverse, don't let your mate make a mistake.
Yeah.
That's the big one. If you see your mate heading down a path that could get them in trouble on either side, I think that's really important. So to anyone listening heading out to school, you be safe. You have fun, of course. Yeah. Well done on finishing year 12. It's an amazing achievement. But look after each other.
And if you are partaking in drug and alcohol use, just remember that sex should be not a part of that.
No.
And do that as safely as you can and know what you're consuming. Take care of each other.
Yes.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio Show. With
Harley Breen. Ooh. I'm about to tee off.
M's taking a run up. M's taking a run up.
It's not often I tee off anymore, but...
Be warned, judgy mums.
Yeah, this one's got me really riled. And I've gotten to a point in my life where I'm like, I've got to pick my battles.
Yeah.
I only have so much energy to give.
Yeah.
But this one got me riled.
Yeah.
Good mate of mine, Nadia Bartel, who's also a very popular fashion blogger.
Yes.
She owns her own clothing line. She's a CEO. She's a mum.
Yeah.
She's also happens to be married to a Geelong footballer.
Least interesting thing about her, but...
Jimmy Bartel.
Yes.
Now, she has been away on holidays.
Great footballer.
Great guy.
Good bloke.
Just a good bloke.
Not about him.
And he and she is an awesome human also.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know her personally.
I do.
Friend of yours?
Friend of mine. They've got a beautiful little son, Aston, who's 2. Now, Nadia has been on a holidays with Jimmy in the Maldives, yeah. And she's been posting pictures because, obviously, good. Being an Instagram influencer, she probably got a bit of a deal on the holiday.
Yeah.
Fine.
Who knows?
We all do. And she's been posting lots of pictures of her and Jimmy having a nice holiday together without her son, Aston.
Right.
And it's the first time in 2 years that Nads has left his side. Like, that's the first time. She is one of the most devoted mothers I know.
Not seeing a problem.
No. So the photos have been going up, and she has about 500,000 followers on Instagram.
Right.
And the judgy mums came out in force.
Yeah.
Why did you even bother having kids? Yeah. Why are you leaving your child at home? How can you leave your child at home and be on holidays? I don't understand, you know, why you would do this.
Yeah.
And so Nadia was forced to defend herself and say, look, Jimmy and I need some time away. We've had a huge year. So she was justifying herself.
The child's fine.
And I was like, I text her. I'm like, mate, you're right.
Yeah.
You're fine. I just want to get it out there. And I have said this so many times. But let me say it again for the record. First of all, Jimmy wasn't judged. Put that down. The father was not asked why he's away from his child.
No, because he's a man.
Always directed at the woman.
Yeah.
Whenever I am out with Scott,
Who's got the kids?
Me, not Scott.
Yeah.
No one ever asks Scott.
Who's got the kids? But no, even if you're out on your own.
Oh, who's got the kids?
Who's got the kids?
I'm the other person.
Well, the other half idiot.
I know. And I just want to state categorically that if you are a mother, you must put yourself first because you... become a better person when you attend to your needs and then all the people that love and depend on you get the best version of you. So you're a better mother when you are a person first and a mother second.
Well, I've used this analogy before when you've said this. It's like when the gas masks fall down in the plane. They tell you, put yours on first, otherwise you can't help anybody else.
Put your gas masks on first, mothers.
Yes.
So this is just brought out like this. We put
it's
it up
an oxygen
on our...
mask, by the way. It's not a gas mask. Yes.
I know what you mean, though.
Thank you.
We put this up on Facebook last night to gauge, you know, how everyone was feeling.
Yeah.
My God.
Judgy comments.
Let's
no surprises.
Through some of the comments. Here we go. I would never dream of going away. This is from Jesse. I would never dream of going away on a holiday without my children. Family holidays are the best. And now they are all grown up with families of their own. I'm glad I have those precious memories. If you don't want to be a parent, don't have children.
Listen, I agree with what Jesse's saying in the family holidays.
I'm having them too.
They're incredible. I'm about to embark on a big 3-week journey of Australia. And also, Hannah and I are dreaming and making plans for a holiday without them.
Of course. Because if your relationship...
it's a different kind of holiday.
Yeah, it's a naked holiday.
It's a naked holiday.
And you know what? If you two are happy and your relationship is thriving, guess what? Guess who else is happy?
Exactly.
The kids.
And you know what else is in my children's life? Heaps and heaps of people who love and care
and
for them.
And how good is Nana time?
Spend time with them.
Guys, spend time with your extended family. Another one, end of days. Why do people even have kids if they need their own time away from them? Listen, we're not talking about going away and abandoning them at home with a piece of burnt toast.
You're not running out on your children.
No.
It's a holiday.
Look, 131060, let's have a chat. And look, let's do it.
I just feel like, are these mothers the type of mothers that are actually arriving at school, walking into the classroom and having to be told to walk back out by the teacher because you have to go away now?
I don't know. I worry that these are the mothers who have lost their sense of self. I worry that these are the mothers who think that their self-worth and their value in life is tied up in what their children look like and how their cut lunch looks and if their house is perfect.
Go on a holiday without your kids, it's all right.
Mate, there is nothing wrong with holidaying without your children. Have holidays with them too.
Yeah, they're the best.
Do whatever. But even if it's just a night away with the other half, it is invaluable time.
Yeah.
I will defend my friend Nadia. I will defend any woman to my last breath who is attacked by other mothers. Yep. And how dare you as a mother? You know how hard it is already. Don't do that to another woman. Don't make her feel bad.
You've kicked her off.
So many calls coming in. Let's do this.
Whoa. And right now.
Oh, I got told I got to put my Tina Arena voice on. A little too shouty last break. My mate Nadia Bartel, who's also a very popular fashion blogger, has been away on a kid-free holiday with her husband Jimmy.
Cool.
And looks great. They went to the Maldives and she has almost 500,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are mothers because she's got a beautiful little boy, Aston, who's two. And there was a lot of negative comments coming through about why are you away on holidays without your child?
You know, by the way, all of that is just projecting.
100%.
It's just people going, I want to have that. And so they can't, so they judge.
What? Stop taking your stuff and putting it onto another human.
Yeah, just...
If you're doing... The next time you comment on social media, ask yourself, Sydney, am I adding to this person's life experience or I'm about to take away from their life experience?
Am I being negative?
Don't
do
it.
Or am I being positive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this thing, 131060, how do you feel about child-free holidays? You and I both agree.
Oh, mate.
So important for that time to happen because, especially at this point, so often your relationship can fall into just functioning.
Yes.
Who's getting the dinner? Who's picking up the kids? Who's getting the nappies? Who's dropping off?
It's just by the minute parenting.
Surviving.
Is what you do.
You're just surviving. You're not
getting
existing.
Through each problem as they come.
And so all your text messages just stop from going, I love you. I can't wait to see you to bring home milk.
Yeah. And I absolutely adore my boys.
Yeah,
I love them.
Course.
And I've said I would drag myself over hot coals to get to them. But also, they're a bit annoying.
You need a break sometimes.
And I would like to not be around them for a little while.
Good for them to hang out with Nana.
Yeah.
The phones are off the hook.
Which, by the way, is what I'm doing at Christmas time.
We're
going to Woodford and there's just going to be a couple of nights where the boys are going for sleepovers.
Good. I've already had 3 kid-free holidays this year.
Yes.
Eat it.
Good.
Tula. Hey, Tula.
Hello.
What do you think? Is it okay to go on kid-free holidays?
Of course it is. Of course it is. Who are these women out there that judge other mothers going away? Why is it so wrong? Why?
Yeah.
Because they're having some time to this. So are your kids going to thank you for not going on that holiday? Are they going to thank you for not taking them? No, they don't care. Because when you get back home, the washing's going to be there, the cooking's going to be there, everything's going to be where you left it. So why shouldn't us bums have a weekend away?
Yeah, good on you,
too. Or a week away.
Yeah. I agree,
sister. Come back and actually respect us a lot more.
Exactly. Yeah. And
so
you come back.
Nadia Bartel.
Good on you, Tula. You know, and we come back a bit less. We kind of just come back calmer.
Yeah, of course. Because
we
can
handle the craziness of life.
Yeah, charge up the batteries, as the saying goes.
Mum's not getting upset at every little thing because mum's had a good chilled out week, you know?
Mum's got a glow on.
Mum's looking
good. Dad's got a spring in his step.
Great. Everything's great. Liz. Hey, Liz.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, mate.
How do you
We're
feel
kicking
about...
off.
Yeah, we are kicking off this morning.
Mate, I'm in the car. I'm kicking off too. first of all, 100% agree. Go on that holiday. I went on a holiday with a mate of mine. We went to Hawaii. Mm. And it was for another friend's wedding. And I did. I felt mummy guilt. I ummed and ahed about going. I wasn't going to my husband. And I was leaving the 4 kids at home. But I went, you know what? I've never done anything for myself. Mm. And the kids couldn't have cared less.
Nah. They probably loved it because you went there policing them.
No, they loved it because they came home with shopping. I will say, though, I did get a phone call while I was on the beach in Maui from my daughter saying, where are my socks?
Yeah, that's what that
Brilliant. Means. Yeah. Thanks, Lizzie. Hey, Leah, what do you reckon?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
That's good. Get with it. You got to get away from them.
Yeah. Straight up. Simple as that. You've got to get away from them.
Yes. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, you guys.
Mate.
Yeah. I always miss my kids on
my
way.
Also,
they also like to see the back of you sometimes. I know that my kids like sometimes kick the door shut when I leave because they're just like, oh my God, thank God she's gone.
So, yeah, my 7-year-old said to me the other day, can you just get out?
Yeah, kids need space for mum too, yeah, guys. Sorry about that. Yeah, all right. Thanks, Leah. Lorinda, finally on 131060, you're just back from a kid-free holiday.
I am.
Good
I
on
am.
You. Where'd you go?
We went to New Caledonia. My husband and I went on a cruise for our anniversary.
Hello.
And yeah, we needed it.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to justify it to us, Lorinda. Like, at all. Of course.
But it's been the best thing. It really has. And I'm so over judgy parents, male or female. I'm so over them. And they just...
Did you get judged, Lorinda?
I said, oh, yeah.
Did you?
How could you leave him? Oh, yeah. How could you leave him? He was with family. It's not like I left him inside the house on his own defense.
No, I know. It's like if you left him with a stick and some toast and do your best.
Oh, yeah, I left
mate.
Him with a dog. You know, him and the dog shared a bowl or something. He was with family. He was safe. And we got this break that we needed so that we can become better parents for him.
Yeah, 100%. And Lorinda, the natural need for Lorinda there to justify it, that's just ingrained in women now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we're going on a holiday, but, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and we've had this, and la-la-la.
Well, it's because of this.
You don't have to do that.
It doesn't even matter if you don't know,
mate,
if you need it.
Go on your holiday.
Just have a holiday.
No one...
My parents used to go away all the time.
Oh, mate, we're baby boomers kids.
And that's why...
I'd just wake up and they'd be gone with no note.
That's why they had four.
I lived home alone so many times.
Yeah. My sister was... It was as soon as she hit teenager, she was looking after the three 100%. Boys, poor Lois, and mum and dad were like, we're out of here.
As soon as I could dial 000, my parents were out.
Yeah.
Done. Thanks for your calls, everyone.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio Show. With Harley Breen. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, hey, Alyssa.
Oh, my God. Am I the air?
Oh, my God.
Mate. Oh, my God. Yes. On the air.
You're flat out on the air, mate.
Hey.
Okay, I just want to say I feel sorry for all the callers that didn't get through because I'm fangirling right now and there's a good chance I'm going to have a mental block throughout this whole 30 seconds.
Hey, Alyssa, you are on the precipice of a swear word, I can tell it.
Just lock it down.
They've already warned me and all I said was I'll try. Yeah.
Wait, am I saying your name right? Is it Alicia or Alyssa?
It's Alicia, but Alicia. You, I don't care.
No,
oh, my
doll.
God.
Alicia.
She
right
is having a great time.
Okay, now, Alicia. Ray, you need to lock it
down.
Mate, you need to lock it down. Lock it down right now.
Oh, my God, I'm trying to rein it in, but I can't.
Rein it in.
Myself. Em, just talking to you, that's worth $10,000. That's all I'm saying.
You know
what? Good on you, mate.
You just made my bloody
day. And I'm
coming
to see you. I'm so excited. And the highlight of my R&B Friday is when you came on just for a little bit when Same Love was playing.
Brilliant.
Oh, I love you. That's so good. All right. Okay. Now, Alicia, just lock it down. I'm handing you over to Harley.
We have to do this.
Purse. Here we go.
I believe in you, mate, but I'm not expecting big things.
Oh, come on. Just don't swear, mate.
Don't
okay?
you
no
swear, Alicia.
Oh, well, don't make the letter F for a start.
Now, you're a mum, Alicia?
Yes, I am. Two gorgeous boys, 12 and 8.
Well done, you. And your letter is M for mum.
Oh, God.
There you go. And I tell you what, it's easy, mate. All you got to do is go quick and then we'll have a chat afterwards.
Oh, come on, Alicia.
Go.
Don't pass. Just front of mind. First thing that comes to your head, just say it. Even if it's wrong, it doesn't matter. You move on to the next one. You got 30 seconds after the first question. Got to take your first answer. Can only use it once. We're going to start right now, Alicia, with the letter M. Name a cooking ingredient.
A mulberry.
A cartoon character.
Oh, my God. Pass.
A phone app.
Oh, my God.
Quicker, Alicia. A planet.
Sorry, a planet? Mars.
A planet. A designer brand.
Oh, my God. Pass.
A household item.
Household item.
Matt. Oh, you my God, what? That was hopeless.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Jace Allen loves you so much.
Our boss just... This is the greatest.
I'm dying. You don't understand. I've always said to my boys, there's no point me getting through. I will be fangirling and I won't get any done and I'll just embarrass myself.
Not embarrassed yourself. You...
Alicia.
You have been a testament to your family.
200 yeah, bucks, sure. mate. You got 200 bucks, mate.
The pride of Earlwood.
Oh, my God. I know. I shouldn't have used my name.
I'll see you at the Opera House next year, doll. You got $200 and also we'll send you something else. Do you want to see?
No, I missed the Opera House M because my husband wasn't, like, my birthday's in December and he didn't pull through for me, but we did get tickets for State Theatre.
State Theatre. I have it on good authority that that's a better venue.
The State, and then the Opera House.
Yeah. It's easier to find. Oh, that geez. Opera house, you can never find
the
it.
Opera house did sell out very quickly, but that's not a bad thing for me. We'll send you a signed copy of my book to Alicia.
Oh, my God. I love you guys so much. Harley, I love you too, and you will be missed next year.
Good on you.
You know what I love about you?
Yeah,
you're
what
so
is it?
Good to women and equality and all that stuff. It's so genuine when it comes out of your mouth, and I wish there were more men like you, mate.
Oh, mate.
Alicia, you are caller of the week. Thank you so much. Have a great day, gorgeous.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
We got 20 promos out of her.
Yeah.
We're just going to be rolling out the
Jason,
promos.
Jason, give us some more money.
Rolling out the promos. That's great. She was great. Well, Harley, when you stepped out yesterday, Rita Ora, pop star sensation, came in.
Really?
We had a wonderful chat. You're about to hear it.
Okay.
But what I do need to explain is, you know how we had the product of the week yesterday, confetti high five?
Confetti high five.
So you strap it on your hand, you give someone a high five, and confetti shoots out.
Yeah, and it was so joyous.
I opened the chat with that.
Yeah.
Rita thought I was about to shock her.
Mm-hmm.
Have a listen. Rita Ora is joining me now. And we're
hello.
I've been practicing every time I'm obsessed with the way you say your name.
Rita Ora.
And so every time you come up on the show, which is all the time,
Aww. We
go, Rita Ora.
I love your little station. You've got like a mirror.
Some rosé.
Some rosé just to give you a little pump up.
It's never too early.
Now
look, we've got something special.
Yeah, what's that?
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Rita Ora. High five.
Okay, so am I going to get electric shock? Oh!
Is that not the greatest thing?
That's the best thing I think I've ever seen in my life. I want it.
Right? See? I'm going to make a... It's not patented. Here, look, where's the high five?
No, seriously, because I'm going away. It's my birthday. Oh, just by the way, it's my birthday.
The 26th. Liar. I just heard it's the 26th. Liar. Here.
It's my birthday.
You get to see happy birthday. These famous people, they come in making their diva demands. She wants my...
No, I'm kidding. I can't take that from you.
Of course you can.
You were so happy you had it.
I'm not going to lie. It's the biggest joy I've had in my life. But Rita Ora, you may have it. It is yours.
No, seriously,
you'll always think of me. Yeah, of course. But you only get one shot, so make sure it counts.
What do you mean?
That once that canister's gone, it's empty.
So what does that...
That's it. That's one shot. So you picked a high five.
So you don't have any more canisters?
I've got one. Oh, jeez. I do have one more. You can take it.
I honestly can't take this from you. You were so happy
you
had
babe,
it.
Oh, babe, we can order more. Take it.
Okay, fine.
Of course.
I feel so plain Jane right now compared to your amazing outfit. I'm usually like fully like...
I've seen you. I'm aware
fine.
Of your work.
Of your work.
You're okay. I am familiar with you. It's fine.
I love the aware of your work.
I'm aware of your work. I see what you've been doing and I think you'll get somewhere if you stick at it.
And your earrings are so cool.
Thank you. Because I get up so early, I dress how I want to feel.
100%.
Not how I actually feel.
100%.
That's why being a Hessian sack.
That's why I dress up like that. And some people will never understand it. I just dress for my own emotion.
Always.
Yeah.
I'm a 38-year-old. I have a 16-year-old daughter. She's horrified.
Does she look cool?
She is more cool in a grungy sense. Yeah. She's gone the opposite.
For now.
Yeah. My youngest is a drag queen. We watch RuPaul
Amazing.
Together. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, yeah. I'm a drag queen.
I'm a drag queen.
All jokes aside, like all my best friends, they're either gay or married to the same sex. I've always been around that my whole life.
You're a hag. You're a professional hag.
I'm a professional, proud hag.
Me too.
And also, like, I don't really know any different.
Me neither.
You know what I mean? Like, I went to a musical theatre school. So
so many straight guys. Yeah. Oh,
so everyone in my school, my class, were like, Rita! Pirouette! Double pirouette!
Oh my God, that's what I was like. I grew up thinking that's what straight men were.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so.
I think I might have tried to like sleep with a few of them. They're like, Rhea, you just don't get it. I don't like vagina.
Isn't it sad?
What do you mean? I don't have to have a vagina. There's strap-ons.
Yes, we've descended to strap-ons. I knew this was going to be a great interview. We should mention that you've got a new song.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Anywhere. I mean, you don't. I feel like we need to whore your things.
Yeah, sorry.
That's why, no, don't ever apologise for strap-on stuff. Never. Anywhere is out now?
Yes, it is. My new single is out right now. Yep. I'm very happy. The thing is, when I go into interviews, I love chatting.
Me too.
You know, I can just sit and like have a tea and just chat all day.
Yeah.
And then my team's like, Rhea, you're here. You've flown 27 hours. You might as well talk about your music.
Talk about your music.
I definitely just wanted to make a record that I could run away with. So Anywhere was like my kind of road trip song, which I still haven't gone on. But yeah.
Well, you've got... I don't want to hear love song. Got that one that makes you want to do that.
That makes you want to go like that.
And then this one makes you want to drive.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the next one.
And the next one makes you want to be a sexy female.
Yes. I've always wanted to be a sexy female. This is going to be my chance.
You are.
Thank you. I led you
into
that.
What I mean is, this is for the ladies, the next one.
Rita Ora, this has been a joy amongst joys. Make sure that you really decide who you give the glittery high five to.
Honestly, can I really have this?
Of course.
Okay, you can't take it back now because we've recorded this.
Not only that, you made me feel so bad that as if I would take it back.
Okay. I know some of my friends who like, yeah, sure, you can have it. And then like the cameras go off, they're like, bitch, you better give that back.
That is not me, honey. New song Anywhere is out now. Second album coming whenever you damn feel like it. Stop annoying
her. Oh, it's in spring, actually, next year.
Good.
And my tour will be after May. I'm in Europe, my tour in Europe, and then I come over here and then I go to the States.
Amazing. Well, I'll see you then. I'll have some more for you when I see.
This is honestly like the best present ever. Thank you.
So great. You're so welcome.
I'm a secret child, so this is amazing.
I'm not even a secret one. Rhea Ora! Well, she's just a delight.
She seems it.
Oh, my gosh.
What a lovely human.
You need to go see the full video online now. It's at the Em and Harley Facebook page.
Want more Em Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The Em Rossiano Radio
Show with Harley Breen. Guys, I'm going to be having the next couple of days off.
Correct.
And Celeste Barber has very generously agreed to fill in for me, and you're in very good hands. She's hilarious. You will also obviously be helping out.
Yes. I will turn up.
In every way that you can.
Yeah.
Because I was supposed to give birth tomorrow.
Yes.
And I wasn't really sure. And this is another thing. When you lose a baby, and I lost my baby at 14 weeks, no one really tells you what to do when the due date comes around.
No.
There's no manual. There's no... Yeah, I was just going to try and power through it, and then it's been looming on the horizon like a dark cloud, and I didn't think I could probably get on air and do 3 hours.
No.
So I know, but I don't know what to do with myself, and some people.
I think you're making the right choice.
Yeah, I think I just need to. I don't know if I need to sit or watch trashy camp movie. Barbara Streisand is what I'm going to do is.
I love this.
My best friend Michael Lucas is coming over and he's bringing a bottle of gin. And
Choice of alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Barbara Streisand is releasing her Netflix special tomorrow.
Good.
Because Babs knew.
Perfect timing.
Babs knew I needed her.
Yeah.
And so we're going to watch Barbara Streisand's DVD, Netflix Spectacular, and drink
gin. With a bottle of gin.
And that's how I'm going to be spending the day I was supposed to be giving birth. And I know a lot of people have been messaging me saying they're thinking of me, and a lot of women have said, you know, they didn't know what to do on the day that they were supposed to give birth. And there's been some lovely suggestions that we have a birthday. He's in a plant in my front yard, so I'm going to, you know, hang out around the plant. I mean, it's weird and sad, but I think it's really important that I keep talking about it, and I don't want to. Every instinct in me is just to shut down and make jokes and power on, but I realised through this ordeal that, you know, 1 in 4 miscarriages end this way. 1 in 4 pregnancies end in miscarriage or, you know, something happening to the baby. And women carry this pain around in them and in their heart and this gaping hole, but we're expected just to power on and get over it. And that's been said to me a few times, just get over it.
Sure.
But you don't get to tell people how to process grief. So I just wanted to let any woman know who's listening who has got a due date looming or had one. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But I'm just going to do as I always say and get up tomorrow and put one foot in front of the other and get to the end of the day. Look, probably crying, drinking gin, singing.
No, I think it's a good choice, mate. My thoughts are with you and I think you're making the right choice. You don't need to be in here talking to people in Sydney on that day and you'll be the better for it.
I just don't feel like being funny.
No.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
This whole week's been really hard.
So, and comedy is tragedy plus yes. time, not just tragedy.
My whole stand-up show next year is about the miscarriage.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have said to me that's a really strange subject to do stand-up on, but if I don't do it, that's how I workshop my grief, in a leotard on stage for 2 hours. And I think in a room full of, you know, the venues all hold 3,000 to 5,000 people, and I know there's going to be women in there who have gone through what I've gone through. And if I can help you guys feel a little bit lighter, then that's my job as a comedian and as a performer.
Absolutely. So, from my perspective as a comedian, yeah. if you didn't talk about this, yeah. then you don't have the brains for the job. Right. That's exactly what we do. Yeah. We live our lives and then we tell everybody about it.
Yes. So thank you for your kind thoughts and messages. Celeste will be in the next 2 days. I'll be back Monday pretending like nothing happened, which is how I live my life.
So, enjoy that gin, mate.
Thanks, Dom. Joining us now is a dear friend of mine. I'm not going to say old friend because he's a young buck. He's got a new. He's up and coming in the cooking industry. He's got a new book out, Yummy, Easy, Quick. Could be said about you. Matt Preston!
Matt Preston!
Not so sure about the yummy.
Matt Preston.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to your book because I'm a bloody big fan of it and I encourage everyone to go and get it but we'll get to it. 10 years of MasterChef.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about you the other day on air because we were in New York together.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, we had oyster po' boys. We sat at the bar in that little place.
Yes.
And we had these little oyster kind of burgers and they were delicious.
Yes. Yeah. But you and I, what the best part about going to New York with you and Matt Moran is that we just got in everywhere. To restaurants that you couldn't get into. Yeah. We just walked in and then the chefs would come out and I was like, I went to New York with chefs. It was the greatest. I haven't had a better. And then you and I went and saw that, remember Sleep No More, and we had to wear the freaky masks.
It's singly the best bit of theatre ever where it was a huge great warehouse with these amazing sets built.
Yes.
And it was kind of a clash of the Macbeth story and Rebecca, and this performance played throughout the whole of this warehouse on 5 different floors, and you wandered around. You might see the same scene twice, or you might see different bits and pieces. Everyone's wearing white ghost masks.
Oh, yeah.
There's nudity. There was violence. There was sex. It was mayhem. You'd be chased. Suddenly, you'd be grabbed by the shoulder, dragged through the door by one of the cars.
No, it was great.
And separated. You know, it was a truly bizarre experience.
Wasn't it? And I had it with you. And I always think about it. The singular. I remember looking around at you, going, "What is my life? It is like what mid." Night in New York, I'm with Matt Preston. We are watching people, you know, nude and orgy scenes. It was insane.
Covered in blood. But that seriously is, I think, one of the best bits of theatre I've ever seen.
Me too.
Because of the whole thing is you have the experience by yourself. You don't actually, you lose track of your friends.
Yeah.
And then you all meet back in the bar and you share experiences of what you've done.
Yeah.
And you might have seen this and not seen that.
Yeah.
It's Gonzo Theatre.
It was so great.
Amazing. It's actually being immersed in the play.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Now, this book, Yummy, Easy, Quick,
yeah.
I'm loving it because
it's kind of designed.
Practical.
It's beautiful
pictures. It's kind of designed for you.
It really is.
No, because of the idea that most of us have a repertoire of 8 or 9 dishes that we cook for our friends and family, and that's what we go to. And trying to find the new stuff to drop in, another 2 or 3 recipes just to, you know, not just forced to cook the same bolognese yet again.
Yes. Yeah.
It's hard. And the idea is that with this book is just to have like 130 recipes that don't take a long time to prep.
Yes.
And because I'm a big believer that cooking is about the time you spend in the kitchen, not about the time the food spends on the oven. So
that's
if you can
right.
put stuff in the oven for an hour, you can go off and do other stuff and have a cup of tea or go and have a long, languid bath.
That am I going to. Or a good slow cook.
But things like you open with trolley or basket. Like, I always get a trolley because, first of all, I go in and get nothing because I'm proud.
Yeah.
And then I end up with my hands full, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then I get you a basket and then that it's overflowing. And then so that ends up in a trolley and then I end up buying stuff that I'm never going to eat.
Yeah.
So you say to people, just get a basket.
Well, just get a basket because one of two things. Either you don't fill the basket or you get a really good workout and you get those guns going, you know. But by the time you get to the checkout, your left one is really pumping.
It's good.
It's huge.
And don't shop hungry, you're saying?
Don't shop hungry. I mean,
great tip.
Yeah.
Great tip.
But also, I think there's this kind of myth that we all live in a French village where we can go to the market and we go to the market and we'd be inspired by what we're going to cook. And it's like, that's not the way people cook.
No.
You go to the supermarket, you buy the ingredients. ingredients, and then hopefully you need ideas to cook it. So for me, it's about what do most people buy? Well, you buy chicken breasts or thighs. You buy a mince of some form. You buy some vegetables. So how are we going to play with that? You know, this time of year, it's going to be zucchini coming in.
Yeah.
So try and work on the basis of what you've got, but also don't be dictatorial. Suggest that, you know, if you want to make this risotto with zucchini and prawns instead of mushrooms and duck, or mushrooms and bacon in autumn, then you've got the option of doing that. Because if you give people the fundamental basics of how to make a risotto, which doesn't change, then whatever you put on the top's up to you, and it's basically what's in your crisper drawer.
Yes, and I know the other thing I love, I wake up every morning and I think, what am I going to do for dinner? And you've got the list. You've got the supermarket list in the book. It's my favourite part. I don't have to, like, read the recipe and go, oh, God, I'm going to have to. You tell me what to buy and have as a staple.
But also, more importantly, it should be stuff that sits in that isn't going to take you 2 days and a pack train of mules to go and find. You know what I mean?
No, it's easy stuff.
You've got to be able to get it. You've got to be able to get it. The Coles at Toowoomba is my saying.
good Coles, that one.
Yeah,
up on
it,
the hill.
Because that's the thing. The danger is you put in stuff that you can't get, and that's very frustrating. So yeah, and then again, what's in your pantry is the stuff that's going to bang flavour in there: anchovies or soy sauce or capers, or you know. And then in the freezer, you might have some chilies because you can freeze chilies, so they're always there. You might have some chorizo sausage, which can give you like rich porkiness. Tins of tomatoes are genius. You can make dinner, you know, tin of tomatoes, some chili, olive oil, and you've got a pasta sauce, and it's 3 minutes. So it shouldn't be hard. I think there's a danger that we've become very chef obsessed.
Yeah.
And that's not the way they cook, and it's at home. It's not the way we cook at home. So,
well, this is a book that would make a risotto surprise chef very happy.
Yes.
I was obsessed with that show. Call
how good, how good was that? The original Greek chef. Amazing.
I often say in my house, good luck, risotto, when I open the cupboard.
And isn't... I think you might be making a return.
I would hope so, and I'm hosting that, hopefully.
I think you might have to get him on the show, because there is my old mate, Olive Oil.
Yes!
Mr. and Mrs. Salt Pepper.
Oh, well.
He was a master. And was Curtis Stone went and did Surprise Chef in the States.
Not the same.
Yeah, you're coming back finding a slightly overweight Greek man in your kitchen. It's slightly different to finding your wife with Curtis Stone. I just suggest.
Just a different level of creepy.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. Yummy, easy, quick. Matt Preston's new book, I endorse it, and I'm going to be using it, and I would not say that lightly. Matt Preston, thank you so much.
You're sweet.
Thanks, Matt.
You're sweet too, Holly.
Are we on yet?
Yeah, we are.
Hey!
What up?
Hey!
Hello!
That's all we have time for. Thank you so much. Thank you to Rita Ora. Thank you
to
Matt Preston.
Yes.
If you missed anything, you can get the podcast, guys. Don't forget. And tomorrow, Celeste Barber will be hosting for me, and Courtney Act will be on the show.
Correct.
We have Sia tickets to give away.
Heaps going on.
Some sneaky Harry Styles tickets.
Yes.
Lots to do. Plus Alpha Bucks returns.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano.